I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
People think that gout is like one of those things that Elizabethan people got, along with like sweating sickness.
Typhoid.
It's like, and what they don't realize is they eat and eat and drink, and then suddenly their hands go like that, and they've got gout. And I'm like, no, not today, Satan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, we welcome podcast host, MasterChef fave, and all-round ultimate foodie, it's Grace Dunn, everybody!
Woo! Hello.
Oh, how are you, Petal?
Oh, do you want the real answer? The real answer is I'm in a tizz with about 1,000 things on a things to-do list. Oh. And the fake answer with a big smile on my face is that everything's amazing and I'm just loving. I'm writing my gratitude list and
manifesting
just loving
your best life in that. Oh, yeah, fuck off.
Oh, God, exactly that. I mean, look, I do think that gratitude, without going straight down that hole right away, I do think gratitude helps. I really do. I think that if you... when you're feeling absolutely terrible, as you do in the morning sometimes, you do think, God, I'm really lucky that we're not being bombed, you know? When I've got too much food in my cupboard, yeah. You know, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, like modern life, it's difficult, man.
I think there's like a balance, isn't there? And so I often think, so my mum, on one hand, right, she's like, positivity, journaling, writes that gratitude, does this, does that. Like, if you say to her sort of, oh, something negative, she'll be like, oh, honestly, like, I'm just in such a good place. Like, it's almost fucking annoying me, right? Yeah. But yeah. But then my sister, on the other hand, who I also love, she's like real, you know, like, very... very just realistic and honest. The other end of the spectrum of me, mum. So I like to think happiness has to lie somewhere in the middle, you know? Like, every day is not rainbows, candy floss and kittens. Yeah. We all fucking know that. You can't always be grateful. You can't always be appreciative. But then again, you know, like you say, we have got to sometimes accept that, you know, we are in quite a fortunate position. So I like to think if we can just strike that balance in the middle, we'll probably be all right.
You know, the thing is that people don't realise about happiness, though, is that it's not... happiness isn't a destination that you get into. And even if you do get to it, happiness is a very fleeting thing. It might happen 2 or 3 times in a day, but in the moment that it's happening, happiness can be you're walking down the street and suddenly some amazing music, your favorite song comes on shuffle, and you just see a beautiful rose bush and you're like, oh, I love my life.
Dreamy.
That is happiness. That is happiness. Whereas, you know, the chances are if you won £10 million and bought that house that you were dreaming of and you thought that was happiness, it would just be a load of hell and a complete nightmare. And, you know, the foundations of it would subside. Happiness is tiny little bursts. And what you have to remember about happiness is happiness and sadness and happiness and sadness and happiness and sadness. It's impermanence.
Yeah.
So that happy, you're looking at a rose bush and you're listening to a song that reminds you of going to a festival when you were 25 or something. 5 minutes later, you'll get into an Uber and, you know,
be a knob.
it takes you the wrong way and you're late for an appointment and like the suffering goes alongside happiness. And that is your daily Buddhism. Thank you very much. My name is Grace Dent. Welcome to my course.
I think we're going to have to call those dentisms.
Yes.
They are just serious doses of like honesty, aren't they? Mate, like, but it's right though. And my pal was having a bit of a bad time the other week. And the best advice I could give her, because it was a bit of a shit time, the best advice I could give her is it's not going to last forever.
It no.
absolutely can't. And I suppose whether it's happiness, whether it's sadness, whether it's a shit day or a great day, you have to just be very measured and know that it's fleeting. It's never going to last. So just enjoy it or get through it and know that better times are coming or worse, unfortunately.
The thing you have to realise about absolutely awful times in your life, you know, you've been dumped or lost a job or somebody's died, that terrible gut punch of a feeling, even if you were an absolute sadist and you wanted that to last, it can't last.
Can't possibly. It
will ebb away, you know. Nothing stays the same, and that is life.
And that is the beauty of life. It's ebbs and flows, mate.
Yeah.
So even if you are having a pretty shitty Monday morning and I forced you to come on my pod, I do think the day could get better for you, Grace.
Do you know, right, before we begin, I want to say something huge. We have someone in common.
As in like a pal? Or we as in have, like someone in the industry?
We have someone in common who has seen both of us naked.
I can't actually cope with this.
There you go.
Have we shagged the same fella?
No. My second thing is, it's not sexual. It's not sexual.
My fiancé just heard that in the background. That's a human. No, it's not that. Right, come on. Who is this?
You and I share a very important person. We have the same spray tanner.
No!
We do.
Stop it!
We do.
Who have you got then?
Malika.
Malika! Oh my God, she's so good, isn't she?
She's so good! To do me and you, two tan people who really like a tan, that woman's got skills. Funny.
You know what, Grace? I actually knew that because I was on Mal's Insta the other day and she's reposted something from you and I'd just forgotten. How horrible is getting a spray tan in the winter?
Well, you know, that is when you know that you're serious about your
dedicated
tan schedule. When you are standing in your own living room in a plastic booth having, and I'll tell you which is the bit, which is the worst.
It's that bit.
Ooh. I always say that the government could use that as a torture technique where you basically, like I would be really, I wouldn't give away any state secrets until they got to the bit where they sprayed my underboob from the side. And I'd be like, it's in the cellar. But like, I think that it is when you know, as I always say to people, beauty is pain, right? And you have not known pain, like standing, just being sprayed with like gloop.
And also, where does she keep it? Because every time she comes to mind, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's a little bit cold today. I'm like, where are you fucking keeping it for it being that cold now? Because it's not like it's just been in your car. This is like sub-zero. You must have had this in the freezer, especially for me, you dickhead.
Yeah, do you know the thing is, when I know she's coming to yours, I stick it in my freezer for a bit. I'm like, Do it!
She's meant to be tough. Get it in the freezer. Honestly, girl, it's awful. I'm going to actually have to get out to come to mine tonight again because I've got a shoot tomorrow and I'm already dreading it. How bad's that? How like first world problems is that?
You know when you love your spray tanner and when you started to know her well, when she picks your boobs up without mentioning it? She doesn't say, can I just do under? She just hawks them up and sprays them. And that's why I love her. Have I said too much? No.
So obviously I'm not so much a prude. Like I'll talk about anything, but it's like, I didn't grow up in a naked house, you know, we very much grew up in a house where you got in the bath and you got out the bath and you dried yourself and then you put your pajamas on and then you came out the bathroom, you know? Like, these houses where people just wander around in states of undress have always made me a little bit uncomfortable.
It's very middle class. It's very bohemian. It's oh, look, Tristram's naked again. Well, he shouldn't be.
Oh, Epiphany, could you just go and grab stairs? No, and put some clothes on first, you posh twat.
It's just like, no. You know when you go to the gym and there's always those posh girls that come out of, and they go, they go to their locker, they take absolutely everything off, butt naked.
Yeah.
They walk slowly and with a sense of purpose to the shower. They shower and then they come back nude. And then they stand beside you. And then I've seen somebody go over to the hand dryer and dry their pubes.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Oh, they should be locked up.
I'm like, this is exactly Octavia, too far. Too far.
My favourite is when they put their hair in the towel and stand there totally naked. I'm like, so you do know how to use a towel then, you prick. You just want one to look.
Just standing there. I'm exactly like you.
Yeah.
I'm respectful of, I'm like that on the beach though. Yeah. I've never been one of those, oh, I'm on holiday. Oh, you know, like literally got your top off as you're coming down the plane steps. Well, hey, don't they do it like this? And
chucking your hoodie to the Ryanair horse. See you later. I won't be needing that, mate. No,
exactly.
I am so on the same page. So Mal's always like, oh, I'm like, have you got any paper nicks, mate? And she's like, oh, not the night girl. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'll just wear some of mine. And then she's like, you know, you can go naked. Yes. And I'm like,
yeah.
I would also fucking run around in the street with my tits out, but I'm not doing that either, am I?
Yeah.
They've got like a different mindset, these spray tanners. Nothing phases them.
But then there's a thing with beauteans that they always say,
I've seen it all before. Not mine, you haven't.
And then there's also that, you know, because like I'm dark haired normally.
Yeah.
So like I'm quite hairy, I mean that kind of body positivity thing just passed me by. I get rid of all hair all the time, you know. I've never
take it off.
But like you go there and you go to go and get something waxed, and there's no feeling like going, oh, I'm sure you've seen all this before, and then they're just looking at you going, no.
Not you,
no.
Wolverine.
No, not like you. Exactly. There's no feeling like it. Oh my God.
I've never been a one for the old wax. I just can't. Like some of my pals who, like, you know, I consider to be quite prudish and a bit like me, like they'll do it, you know, the whole on all fours on the beautician's desk. And I'm just like, mate, get yourself a Venus and do it at home. No, what's your problem?
Life is too short to be on all fours on your kitchen table with a complete stranger applying bleach have you heard of that?
I mean, I don't know why you'd ever need a bleached bum hole, but it's never came up for me.
If you've noticed that I need to bleach my bum hole, frankly, you are standing too close. And I would like you to move away.
Back away from the bum hole.
Move away. Oh, each to their own. We all have our insecurities. But like,
we've all got our quirks, but honestly, I just feel like if I was ever insecure about the colour of my bum hole, I'd think I was a bit too bored. I think, fuck no. Get something else going on in your life,
Right, do you know, I could talk for a full hour about this. So how does a person know that their bum hole's too brown?
I can only assume that someone has told them. Because otherwise,
yeah.
I mean, I know I know people say, oh, you should get acquainted with your downstairs and get out a little handheld compact and all that. But like, actually, I'm okay. You know, I think I'm all right without knowing what everything looks like.
Do you know, I think, do these people not have Netflix?
Get yourself a Disney Plus subscription and fuck off, mate.
Jesus Christ. Again, this is bohemian people.
Yeah.
This is why. This is the Bohemians. Like, they've got like a mirror on a stick doing some wellness clinic, like workshop. No.
Just having like a green juice, like intravenously inserted in their body, talking about their feelings. Honestly, yes. Maybe we're just too northeastern. Maybe we're too northern.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that is it. I think that people like me and you, it doesn't matter how much we spend our time in the bubble of London amongst these people. It is in us. Yeah. And even to be northern, in every fibre of our being is how we were brought up until we got to Media London. And even if you did try to start being airy-fairy, boho, and have these be like that, the all I need to do is get on the phone to my brother and just laugh in my face. Oh, you know what I mean?
I swear to God, there is nothing to bring you down to earth faster than having a phone call with your brother or your sister.
Completely.
Like, if I so much as have a different inflection, Laura will be like, "Oi, Danny, that's her husband. Listen to how Vicky says this." And I will get green. Yeah. And I love that I have that, you know. I'm always held accountable. I'm always kept really grounded. But yeah, once in a while, it would be nice if she'd let us have one thing.
Oh, yeah, no, I always say I live in hope that one day my family in the north will treat me like the star I think I am inside my own head.
Just once.
Just 5 minutes. Just let me get off a first class carriage on a train without going, "Have you got money to burn?"
Just let us live.
I loved that when Kim Kardashian said that she got accused once of, basically she took a photo of a selfie of herself with a baby, and the baby looked a bit weird, so she just cropped it out and put a photo of herself looking gorgeous, and everyone was slagging her off, and her response was, "Can I not live?"
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Which is just fantastic. I love Kim Kardashian. I love the Kardashians. Like, my moment of joy each week right now in these dark times is that on Disney, the new series is back. I could watch Khloe and Kim and Courtney faffing around, and Chris in those big, beautiful mansions, having boyfriend problems, and like Kim just trying on these really stupid mad outfits and standing there going, "We're all really worried about Khloe, so we're gonna have a girls' night, just a simple girls' night." And then it'll be like a £20,000 girls' night with a private chef. And then Khloe turns up. Chloe's just getting smaller and smaller, isn't she?
Her hair's getting bigger and bigger.
And she's getting bigger and bigger. And she's like, when we had the surrogate baby, I didn't realize that Tristram was. And there's just always this amazing, because that is my moment of happiness. But I love it.
I think what the Kardashians brings me, and I'm sure you can totally relate to this, is like, everybody assumes that they've got all this money and that they don't work hard, so their lives must just be really easy. And I think, you know, sometimes more money, more problems.
Yes.
Because I'm not suggesting for a single second their lives are super tough or they're down their minds, you know. But what I am saying is, it doesn't feel like they can get the whole home life situation right, you know? Like, fucking, I'm not, I'm not saying I actually feel a little bit bad for Chloe. Like, she's clearly in love with that fella who's not very nice to her, and that's not nice. And God, I don't want to say anything disparaging about Kanye, because I know he's got his own demons, but fuck me, having him as your ex-husband can't be nice.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just think, I'll watch that.
Oh, they're fascinating.
Yeah,
they're absolutely fascinating. And I think that, you know, talking as Northern women, all the way through with Kim Kardashian for the last decade, I've always defended Kim Kardashian for the way that the glamour, the way she does glamour is a glamour that I understand, right? I don't do kind of hanging around. I'm not going to go to a party in athleisure wear with like no makeup on, you know what I mean? Because I look like a shoplifter, right? That's what I look like, right? I'm a Northern woman. I've got that face. And I have two ways of looking, and it is badoof, right? All the plates spinning at once. Diamonds, spray tan, rings, like waist, hair, right? That. Or my other way is in bed, right? Two ways.
Homeless.
That's it, yeah. And like, I think that when Kim came along, you know, she has, I mean, I know she, I don't know how much of it is natural, but, you know, the big bum, the little waist, the big boobs, the kind of the hair.
I'm going to hazard a guess that none of it is really natural, actually.
Oh, I know. I think, I've got to say, I think the bum looks, I'll say this again, I think the bum looks sore. I think it looks quite sore, doesn't it? The way that it's...
I mean, there's two ways to look at it. One is like, it looks like it could burst at some point, which again, I agree with you, painful. Another time, I bet you when she falls over, it's not so bad.
Yeah, I know.
Looking at the size, that she might practically bounce back.
This is it, but they're all so little as well, you know, because I think she was... look, we've gone down a Kardashian hole. I think they're all about 5 foot...
We're not the only ones.
Oh, I know. No, it's funny. It's funny how what the Kardashians kind of provides for women. Because it's a bit like, I don't know if you have ever watched that show Succession on Sky Atlantic. And that these shows, really what they're about is, it's a drama, is look at all this money, but look at...
Does it make you happy?
It doesn't, you know?
It's like
there's a misery about it. Like a daily, from the moment they wake up in the morning, they look at their phones and then it's just misery, you know? It's like pure kind of, they're in the headlines, someone's trying to take money off them, trying to say,
It's just a constant, like, twisted cycle and obsession. I did actually meet Kim Kardashian once.
No.
Yeah, it was not a very good story. I feel like I must manage your expectations early doors there, Grace. We were presenting an award at the European Music Awards in Frankfurt. And we were just practicing, you know, walk out, blocking it, all that shite. And then they just pushed us to one side because she arrived and it was more important for her to practice than us, you know?
So she
just got moved to one side and she just came out and she said, "Sorry, guys." And we were all fucking absolutely shocked to silence. Yes. Like, no, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kim. And she is absolutely the tiniest person I've ever seen in real life. And the bum, you know, I made it. It doesn't actually look that big in real life.
Yeah.
It was. She just was perfect. A little perfect package, obviously. But yeah, she just seemed really sweet and unassuming.
I love that level of fame where people are just stunned, right? Because like me and you, again, you're living in the bubble of London. And every time me and you go somewhere, you kind of see famous people. I do get excited, but it's weird how a lot of it is just blasé, because it's like you kind of, and I don't want to name those celebrities, but there's thousands of them in London and you're a bit like, you're always meeting them backstage, but then somebody will come in
along
and everybody just loses their shit. Like when I've been recording something and like the hairy bikers turned up.
Oh,
people couldn't speak. People couldn't speak. The hairy bikers walked in and people were like, Stephen Fry. I did a thing with Stephen Fry and all I had to do was go and make him a cup of tea. I couldn't remember how to make the tea. I was like, what goes in what? And I remember coming back out, this was just recently, I came out and I said, hello, and then gave him the tea and called him Stephen Fry. As if like,
did you full name?
Full name. Somebody goes, Grace, are we just doing full names today? And I'm like, you know, it's just that level of, it's funny, isn't it?
Honestly, I was going to ask who yours was, but yeah, Stephen Fry's absolutely amazing. Like, he's my dad's, like, 110% man crush, mate. Like, I think he would completely lose his shit. But yeah, I think every so often, I mean, I'm always impressed. I don't think I'll ever stop being like, you know, even when I go on this morning still, and I must have done it like 50 times or something, I still get like sweaty hands, like, I'm about to sit next to Holly Willoughby. Like, I get a little buzz. But no, mate, I think me big one, Kim, stunned with a silence. Helen Mirren, I lost my head over.
Oh my God.
Really lost my head over. To the point where like ex-SAS security guards had to step in. It was really awkward.
I went to the ABBA, you know, the ABBA revival thing that they're doing at the holograms, which is very good.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but like, I'm impressed.
Have you been?
No.
It's really good.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's amazing.
I'm about to say something that makes me sound really old, but the things they're doing with technology these days.
Oh, I tell you. I don't understand. Who? ABBA?
Go on, what happened?
Oh, I was going to say, I went to ABBA and I sat down in my seat and then ABBA walked in.
What, like fucking not holograms, the real deal?
No, because it was the launch night and ABBA trundled in. They were like, obviously they're old people now. And they came in
trundled
past and sat down in a row of seats right near to us. And honestly, I always say this, when someone really, really, really famous comes into the room and you're trying to be cool, but all you do is you've got full Mr. Bean eyes because you're like this. Like that. It's like one of my, you know, M people.
Yeah.
Heather Smalls.
Smalls, that's it.
Heather Smalls. Heather, like, was where I was in a restaurant with my friend and Heather Small came in and and my friend really, really, really loves Heather Small.
So
and I had to literally physically restrain my friend. I was like, well, sit down. People stand up and start gravitating towards this. If I just
it's
touch
like
her.
They're the sun and we're just completely powerless. You know what? I feel like my dad's had a lot of airtime on this podcast. He doesn't often, but she's his real crush. He absolutely loves that, yeah.
One of my words of advice, and this is one of my most profound words of advice, is if you get asked to do karaoke and you get to choose an M People song, because
what's the reason?
Heather has got a very, like, she's got a deep voice. So anybody, no matter how drunk you are, you could nail Moving On Up.
Moving on.
You're dumb and wrong.
Your time is up.
Yeah. Oh, everyone can do.
That's
there
actually solid advice.
Solid advice. Such for the hero. There you go.
This is absolutely my childhood. So I grew up in quite a fun, albeit very drunken household, but it was fun at times. And my like complete childhood is my mum and dad belting things like M People, things like... Who was the other one? Mick Hucknall. What, it was Simply Red.
Yeah.
That was it. Oh, honestly.
What? That is, look.
My childhood.
Like Simply Red are incredible. Was it the Stars album? I bet it was the Stars album.
It was a lot of that. There was a lot of Fairground as well, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
A boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Something got me started.
Oh,
I give it all up to you. There you go. Let's make the whole of the podcast just me and you making our way through.
Oh, mate, we're gonna have to have a break. It's the end of part
okay,
one.
Yeah,
but I promise when
yeah.
we come back in part two, we'll maybe talk about food. Should we talk
okay,
about food a little?
Let's talk about food.
Just a little bit.
All right.
you
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.